Hello everyone, it's your favorite person's tea show, and today my topic that I want to speak to you all about is very near and dear to my heart, and this is about trusting people. How do you know who to trust, when to let down your guard, when not to let it down? That is something that we really need to understand, because it really impacts every other aspect of your life, whether it's your career life, your family life, your relationship life. It really impacts that, all aspects of your life. And you know, I've spoken to you all before about how incredibly nice I am. I'm an extremely nice person, and I actually govern by the rule that you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But not everyone believes in that same guiding principle. It's one that we were all taught growing up, right? But not everybody applies it. Most people actually go about their day really thinking about what's good for them, or what's going to happen to them, or how can you make things happen great for you. And there is nothing wrong with that. Like, I've spoken about this before, you know, when you're on an airplane and they're giving you instructions and you're naturally the person that likes to make sure everybody else is okay, one of the first things they tell you is, if something happens and a mask falls down, the first person they want you to put that mask on is yourself, because if you're not able to breathe and save yourself, you won't be able to save anybody else, right? So by nature, we're built to think about self-preservation. Like, that is our number one principle, like our number one thing that we're supposed to do in life is to take care of ourselves. So there's nothing wrong with being selfish. But as a people living on this earth with other people, we are supposed to balance the needs of ourselves and help each other out. But a lot of people kind of move about life, not thinking about that second part of helping other people out. And so it does create many problems for people who are like me, who like to help other people, who like to be there for others. You know, people like to take advantage of that because it makes it easier for them to sustain or to maintain or to get fulfill that main purpose for them, which is their self-preservation, like doing something that's going to benefit them. So how do you know when people enter into your life, when you can let your guard down and when you can't? This is really hard for me. And it's taken me quite some time to get to this point where I am today, and still kind of maintain the nice person that I am. But this is, like, I've had no other choice but to really be selfish in this aspect, because it's resulted in a lot of people entering into my life and doing things that are taking advantage of me, hurting me, and using me until, you know, there's no more left of me. And it's not right that people actually do this thing. And I'm gonna tell you that there are some people who do this intentionally, and they actually look for people like myself. They target people like myself because they say, this is gonna be easy. This is gonna be easy. She is so nice. I can tell her anything, and she's gonna be like, you know, so easy for me to manipulate. And then there are other people who unintentionally take advantage, because they're like, oh my gosh, I've never had anybody treat me like this before. I've never had anybody be so nice to me. I guess I didn't do anything to deserve this, so I'm just gonna just be me and not look out for this person because they're being nice to me, and I'm just gonna soak it in while I'm not doing anything to get it. So those are the types of people that enter into your life that you have to be careful about. Then there are people who genuinely help you because they are genuine. They, want to be there for you. And then when you help them, they show you appreciation and they turn around and do something for you as well. It's like a give and take. And that's how we are supposed to be. I really honestly believe that. And my purpose of having this podcast is to really reach out to people who may not currently be on that same path and to inspire you to change your path a little bit and to take on some of the aspects and some of my ideas on how to navigate this life and how to treat other people, because I think it will bring peace about our world. It will make our world much better, and it will just make your life in general better. Like, have you ever heard of when you give, you receive? And when you give wholeheartedly, it's like, oh my goodness, you do really receive so much, and it may not be instantaneous. So that's why they say you give with your heart. Like, you just give with your heart. You don't give it to receive anything back. You just give because that's just in your heart to do. And I've had plenty of giving in my life, and it always, like, I wasn't turning around looking for anything to be received back. But I noticed as I gotten older, you know, when I would give, there was no instantaneous receiving of anything. But when I got older, I just started receiving a bunch of stuff, like just like a lot of blessings, a lot of opportunities, a lot of things come my way because of my giving heart, because that's always how I've been since I was a child. And so I really want to make sure that this message resonates with people who aren't quite like that, to inspire you to, think about being more of a giver than a taker. But let's talk about these. Let's go with the unintentional people first. The unintentional people who enter your life, who use you unintentionally and hurt you very unintentionally. These are people that are attracted to you because you have this energy, you have the spirit about you. If you're anything like me, you attract all kinds of people all the time. But these people are innocent in their interaction with you. So when you first meet them, you tell them all about you and you learn about them. And as they're getting to learn about you, they're learning so much more about your giving heart and about how passionate you are about things and how they can virtually just not do much and get your attention and get your affection. And so, you know, when it starts out, they're really interested in engaging with you and making sure that you feel good. And then all of a sudden, like, it doesn't take a long time, but all of a sudden things change and you're more giving to them and they're just taking. So it could be like your best girlfriends, like girlfriends that you meet. You bring in these girlfriends and you first start off with complimenting each other on how great each other looks in these dresses and things, and you know, everybody's soaking it in. And then a few months later, now you're the only one giving that your best friend or your friend, this new friend, all the compliments. You're like, oh my gosh, you're so pretty. I love that dress. And then everything that person has going on, you're the one who's supporting everything that they have going on. If you have events, there's always a reason why they can't make your events, but everything that they have going on, you drop everything and you go and support them. And then it could be boyfriends or a love relationship. So you're getting to know this person and you're giving your all in the relationship. And at first there's appreciation shown and there are gifts given to you. And then all of a sudden it just stops cold turkey. And you're continuing to be that person, that sweet person who's giving in the relationship. And that person's taking. Those relationships really do hurt, but it was unintentional. It's because they've never really had people in their lives who have given them so much support that it kind of feels foreign to them. And, you know, they don't know how to reciprocate because they're not used to being in relationships like the one that you're providing. So when you recognize that you're in that type of relationship with somebody who's unintentionally not giving you what you need to call them out on it and say to them, look, I am your friend, I'm your lover, and I really would appreciate getting some support back from you. I've invited you to XYZ event and you have not shown up not one time, but in the last 3 months, I've been to your X event, I've been to your Y event, I've been to your Z event. Like, give me some support and love too. That's how you have to talk to those people. I mean, because it's really unintentional. Now let's switch over to the ones who are intentionally in your life to take something from you. Unfortunately, there are people that are like that. I call them scammers because they are preying on your kindness to expose your weakness and to soak everything out of you. This can be for monetary gain. It can be for your affection gain. It can be for your love. You know, everything that just makes them feel good for a time until they use you up and they're done with you and then they move on. So it's really hard to know what those type of people are. So I think the best rule, and I've heard this, I've actually talked to a friend about this. One of the best rules, and I apply this not only to a lover, but to building new friendships or any other relationship, I'd say give that newfound relationship, whether it's your lover, your friend, your new job, whatever it is, give it 3 months. 3 months is a really, really good time frame to look and see, you know, what's going on, because everybody's going to give you their best in the 3 months. So if they are trying to get something from you, they're going to go all out. And a person who is trying to scam you or trying to get something out of you with, you know, the wrong intentions, they're going to expose themselves probably around the end of the second month, because they don't like to go out of their way too much for too long. So if by that second month or the third month, you're starting to see some patterns change with who they are, then go ahead and realize you need to cut that relationship off. Like, if they're not consistent, please don't let yourself fall for relationships or be in a job or be in any type of relationship that is not making you feel good about that relationship. And you can tell, like, you actually, a lot of times, people like myself, we will kind of ignore the red flags. Don't do that to yourself. And one of the other major things that I really want to make sure that you understand when looking for these people is you need to always put in the back of your mind that everyone who is coming up to you probably has some type of motive or some type of reason for coming your way. So if you have that in the back of your mind and you don't, you know, take people for face value at the beginning of when you first meet someone, you're gonna be better off. And I hate actually giving that advice, because that's just not who I've always been. Like, I've always been that person who like invites you into my life, and, you know, when you mess up, that's when I know that, you know, it was wrong. But doing it that way has hurt me in so many different ways, and I just can't take anymore. So now my new theory is everybody has some type of motive when they're approaching me. And so, you know, for the first 3 months, I'm watching out for those inconsistencies. And when I don't see them, then I can let my guard down a little bit. But it's not like at the end of that 3 months, don't let your guard down completely. You still have to watch for those inconsistencies, because you might have somebody who's just really, really good at hiding who they are, because there are some really good con artists out there. And you just have to really, really understand that not everybody is the same as you are, and not everybody has a good heart. And that's the only way that's going to protect yourself. And that's the best way to know who you can trust and who you cannot. Always start off not being able to trust people. That's just the best thing you can do for yourself. Let me know what you think about this. If you agree with what I'm saying, if you have any other comments or advice for people who are, you know, going through trust issues with people, or, you know, trust people too much, give me your thoughts. I'd love to hear and share with other subscribers. Thank you for listening.